Now we have our second feature. Electrical company LSE lit the pathway to a brighter future. Your reader is Sarah Lusher.
It was 140 years ago when a brilliant young man by the name of William Harding Scott arrived in Norwich to light up a world-famous factory. He and a colleague, E.A. Paris, worked for the Hammonds Electrical Light Company, later Ferranti, had been called in by Jeremiah Coleman to install electricity at Coleman's Mill and Mustard Works. Paris did the talking with Jeremiah, a shrewd businessman, while Scott was busy working in Nottingham for Hammonds by day and designing dynamos and other things electrical at night. In 1883, Scott and Paris were taken on by Coleman's and then branched out on their own. They worked in a factory in nearby King Street, employing four local men. One was an ex-fisherman, good at winding, and a bruiser who could sort out troublemakers in rough-and-tumble times. Not only was Scott designing machines and doing the technical work of testing them, often installing them, he produced a range of high-tech equipment for factories across the country. He was more interested in inventing than making money, but then Reginald Lawrence, the Harrow-educated son of a stockbroker, arrived on the scene in 1888, investing the hefty sum of £6,000. Lawrence Paris and Scott Limited, electric light and power engineers and contractors, were up and running, and still is. Paris moved on, and Lawrence Scott and Electromotors went on to become one of the most respected companies of its kind in the whole world, providing work for tens of thousands of people in several factories. From the start, the welfare of the employees was very much at the fore in the mind of directors as the company got bigger and bigger, and there was a busy social club on Hall Road in the city. While many of the large factories across Norfolk and Suffolk have long gone, LSE is still with us, and this is an invitation for all former employees to meet up with each other. Reunion organiser Richard Harvey tells us, LSE remains one of the biggest employees in Norwich, with over 180 trained staff currently still on its books. The company exports around the world with major ongoing contracts in gas, oil and nuclear power, as well as greater development in renewable energies. LSE is steeped in history, creating a strong bond between its workforce, where many lifelong friendships have been formed over the years, said Richard. The gatherings, once organised by the much-loved John Jones and Spider Wirr, still play a key role in this history and in maintaining those friendships and connections, not just for people who have left, but also the ones still working at LSE. Thousands have gone through the doors of LSE, and even the ones who didn't stay that long always say the experiences they gained stood them in good stead for their working life, said Richard. The experiences they gained with LSE becoming a key part of their lives. And the reunions are a great way of sharing experience, memories and a chance to catch up, have a drink and celebrate the workforce of LSE. The reunion is taking place at the Cottage Public House in Thorpe St Andrew on Friday the 14th of July. For more details, you can contact Richard at rico66h@gmail.com.